Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live from the default location, default route. You know, everything ain't supposed to be easy. There are some things that are supposed to be difficult and hard and challenging. I wanted to start off by saying, thank God it's Monday. Because I've long since been appreciative of the fact that Monday returns us to a normalcy or routine. Let's not call it normalcy, a routine. My regiment. Without the week, there would be no weekend. Without the work week, there'd be no weekend. Every day can't be Christmas. Life is just a party, and parties aren't meant to last. If you partied all the time, there would be no parties. There has to be distinctions between up, down, left, and right. Well, there doesn't have to be anything. Let's just go back. Let me clarify that. You know, in my philosophy, in Jeffreyism, there doesn't have to be anything. But for us humans, I think the way that we are created and what we are and how we operate now, we need to be able to distinguish between up, down, left, right, right or wrong, good, bad. It helps us to navigate life. So we put labels and we attach feelings to those labels and reactions. So when you think Friday night, you think something. When you think Monday morning, you think something. When you think Christmas Day, you think something. New Year's Eve. I don't think life is supposed to be completely easy. And to probably take it too far, that may be the difference between the two political parties in the United States of America. Where one is more liberal, to me, in my mind, the Democrats seem to want to accommodate and make things easier for as many people as they can. Where it seems to me the conservative Republicans are like, go get yours. Handle it. Now, I was on assistance before. I've accepted, you know, some liberal handouts. Not handouts, but, you know, AFDC, welfare, unemployment. Maybe, well, people say, you know, we pay in unemployment, that's ours. But I've definitely taken advantage or utilized the stuff that was out there for me, that was, you know, given to me. And there's a word for it. It's not benefits or, I don't know what the word is, but there's a word for it. And so it's not that I'm against them, but I'm definitely more conservative in thinking also that everybody ain't gonna make it, everybody ain't supposed to make it. Some people are gonna get left behind. There's just no way around that. And I also have a question regarding how much resource we spend in saving or accommodating or trying to rescue those that may or may not be left behind, that may be so far behind the curve that they may evolve a way out of our society. I'm Darwinistic. I believe in evolution, survival of the fittest. So I believe that's just part of life, along with life just, it's not supposed to be easy. If it was easy, it would be boring. It would be worse. If we were all the same and we all got along and we all can make it, I don't think that could even work. There has to be, the way we humans are built and structured right now to think, there has to be ups and downs. Again, I've said it many, many a times. That's why I don't believe heaven can work for the human mentality the way it's set now. Because if you wake up in the morning knowing everything is going to be bliss, totally happy, fun, and you know this is going to happen every day, no matter what it is, and try to work in a sense of accomplishment in that. If you wake up in heaven or wherever, knowing that everything is blissful, fine, you're going to do what you can, do whatever you want, you're going to feel the best you want, over a year or two, that's going to get old. And of course, there are no days in heaven. So you're just talking about millennia. I don't think we're built for that. So when I do say thank God for Monday, I really do mean it. Now, there are some weekends where I may need more rest than others, where, you know, my body could probably use a day or a little bit more time off, a little bit more rest. But knowing I still got to get up and get the work week started and work and employment, that's another thing. To have what I have in my life for my job, the respect that I have for it, still after 10 years, to get me out of bed, I'm very grateful for that. I'm still very grateful to work with people I still respect, a job I still respect. I'm getting paid well. I'm doing something that I'm fairly comfortable doing. Well, that I'm very comfortable doing, and that I might even enjoy. I could probably say that I enjoy it. And even in this sense, I don't want to enjoy it too much. It's work. It's not supposed to be enjoyable. Now, if you do something you love, that could be different from enjoying it. It's not mutually exclusive. Just because I love it doesn't mean I enjoy it. And with my job, the part of my job that irks me or kind of challenges me or quote unquote stresses me is dealing with customers. And that may be the very thing that motivates me and keeps me going, that energizes me. And I think there's a beauty in that. There's a beauty in that balance. I say all this to recognize the significance of Monday. Waking up Monday, beginning of the work week, the first few moments of what should be 5 straight days of work, 8 hours a day, to earn income, to do things outside of work, to live, to have a house, a place to live, a car, transportation, to participate in life. I'm not sure if that's capitalism, but if it is, I like the idea of it. I like the idea of people, of the labor market. you're paid the value of which people think what you can do is worth. All right, Jeffrey can do this, Jeffrey can do that, Jeffrey can do this. There's a big giant pool I put my name in, and companies and people around the world to say, hey, I'll pay you so much money if you can do that for me. And we come to an agreement. And hopefully a balance to where they're getting what they want and I'm getting what I want. I think that's a beautiful system. And it can't be equal value. There cannot be equal value. We are not all on equal capability. So some people should get paid more than others. Some people should have more responsibility than others. And they should get paid more. They should be compensated more. I believe in that. That may be somewhat Darwinistic also. And in thinking in that way, with AI coming in, there's going to be a lot of jobs and stuff eliminated. It's going to go extinct. There's just some things we won't need anymore. Like, for instance, when I'm walking down the street and I see all these empty office spaces or storefronts, or, you know, those like little empty shopping plaza tenants or offices or whatever they are, empty. Where you see a company came in, didn't make it, or was there for a while, is not there anymore. I'm thinking with the advent of Amazon and people working online and the kids coming up today to where they just don't go out. They don't need to go out. They get everything off their phone. Everything can be done online. You don't almost need brick and mortar anymore. I'm stopping to look. This looks like where this dude and his dog is at. Very aggressive. Pit bull or whatever. The person tries to, you know, calm him down or whatever. But it's still a little bit aggressive. Doesn't look like he out though, but anyhow. It bugs me. So I truly do believe in, thank God it's Monday. I do believe in having differences between play and work. I do believe in having an obligation to work. I do believe in human beings having to have function, to have accomplishment, to have things in their life to where that they have to overcome. I personally need it in my life. I'm sure there's people who don't necessarily need it in theirs, but I feel I need it in mine. Like, I'm out here every day getting these steps. I'm trying to keep my weight down as a challenge. I feel like I need that. And I almost cherish it, having such a challenge, because if it was easy, everybody would do it. Then it would lose its significance. And that's another thing about everybody can't make it. Well, I can't say can't. And not only can I not say everybody can't make it, making it. What does make it mean? what does even make it mean? When I say it, you probably know what I mean. You probably understand what I'm referring to. But what does even make it mean? What if somebody's out here homeless and living on the streets? Who's to say that that's not their making it? Who am I to say that, you know, they didn't make it? If anything happens, who's to say that, you know, that wasn't what they were supposed to do? Because there is no ought to be. There is no should be. There only is in real life. There are no rules. There are no nothing. We don't know why we're here or what we're supposed to do. So there really can only can universal goals can't be set. A set of goals for the sake of humanity, or a set of goals set for humanity, can't be made, or for life, because we don't even know why we're here. We don't know what the point is. So we can't say what we're supposed to do or what we're supposed to accomplish. So who's to say that me having, I love my life. I love my life. I love being Jeffrey. I love doing the things that I do, what I don't do, being in it, being part of it. And for me, it works. That's the only thing that I can really definitively say. And it's subjective. It's me, about me, for me. That's really the only thing that I can say, and probably really the only judgment that I can make. Actually, I can judge anything I want. It's a free country. But as far as how far it goes, that's definitely can be questioned, and I question it too, because it's just my opinion, just my subjective opinion, my subjective experience, what I think, what I believe, and I got no problem with nobody else believing it. I may have a problem with nobody else hearing it. I mean, just to put it crudely, what matters to me is that people hear it. That's why I always say everybody should have their own TV. Everybody should have their own Jeffrey TV, their own Your Name TV. But some people ain't cut that way. Again, it goes back to we're all different. We all have different needs, wants, desires, inclinations, subconscious tendencies. Some people just don't have the need to broadcast their every thought like I do. So it's just so wide open. It's just so wide open. And I think that it could be that once that is realized, that it actually make it harder on individuals. Because the responsibility then gets placed on the individual themselves, not their religion. Not their God. You know what they, how they live, what they like, what they love, what they want to do, their desires, where they want to go, has to come from inside of them. They have to develop those ideas. And I know a lot of people who just may or may not have the capability to do that for themselves. They're just not wired like that. And some people even get triggered or react when put in a position to make direct comment about what they like and what they want, what their desires, what they want to go. And they feel much more comfortable being in a situation where that's dictated for them, or they can just fall in line to group speak or just go with the flow. And we need people like that. So basically, it all works. It all works even if it doesn't work. And with the election coming up, now I'm going to try to tie this in. I don't even know which way I'm going. But with the election coming up, you got two opposing sides. And because of the way things have evolved, or because or how our system is developed or grown or become, we tend to look at it as voting for a candidate, either Harris or Trump, when actually, we're actually voting for policy. I think it's the policy that we're really, really, really concerned with. Do you want to live under a democratic liberal idea of this and that? Or do you want to live, or do you think best for America is through a Republican policy or a conservative policy or through a liberal policy? Obviously, the easiest low-hanging answer is a combination of them both. You need some of this, some of that. Like in objectivism and Ayn Rand, she was talking about pure capitalism with no socialistic agencies or those groups that I was talking about, like welfare and AFDC and food stamps that help out the underprivileged or the disenfranchised or whatever, the at risk. She believed capitalism, government needs to stay out of that. And that should develop from private parties, which makes sense if you think about it, because profit can be made, and well, human beings should naturally come together and decide, hey, we need to all pull our money, voluntarily pull our money. We need to help this segment of the population out. Government shouldn't be involved. The day we can get to where something like that is done privately, do you know how much, in my opinion, do you know how much better, whatever better means, it would be to where we didn't, we got to a point where we voluntarily had organizations, and we do, that could really take care of the unemployed and the people at risk without needing the government. And the thing with the Ayn Rand capitalism thing was that it was mandatory. These taxes are taken out. You don't have a choice. She said government should not enforce that on anybody. It should be all voluntary. Government can't, should not be able to tell me I need to pay money to help out so-and-so, unwed mother, so-and-so, AFDC. Even though I got that money, even though I've taken advantage of that program in the past, and I personally don't mind contributing to it, having taken out of my taxes, I'm not 100%, you know, I don't go. It would be a wonderful world if we didn't have to have taxes, to where we volunteered and we somehow, you know, with the internet and communication, we just somehow learn how to just contribute and take care of ourselves. The private sector basically take care of themselves without government intervention. And it could be through capitalistic type of businesses or organizations where profit is made. If they accommodate this and that, instead of the government doing it. But the idea was not to have taxes forced on me to pay for other people without my consent. And that's kind of what's going on, but I got no problem with it. But that's the idea. So again, it comes back to Monday. In America, Monday means the work week. Get up, gotta pay bills, gotta earn income. I guess in earlier civilizations, you had to get up and farm, cultivate livestock, and You had to put in work to eat. You got to work to eat at some type of level. Somebody has got to put in labor to eat. And that labor needs to be done. And I associate that with Mondays. Because Friday at 7:50, when I punch out, that's a feeling. That's a feeling of exhale. That's a feeling of I made it. That's a sense of accomplishment. It's all a part of being in this capitalistic system. Being a part of this mechanism. And I say, for 37.5 hours a week, I'll do this for you. You'll compensate me with this. And for the time I'm not working, it's my time. I'll say something else too. You got to fight to make sure that time stays your time. It just don't happen. You got to fight for it. You got to protect that time. I know people who made that next step to supervisor or something, or went up the chain and became non-exempt or exempt or whatever, to where, you know, they just get a lump sum and not hourly. And you, they'd be like, damn, they're on the clock 24 hours a day. I'm like, nope, 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 nope. I will adjust my lifestyle so that I don't have to do that. Because when my time comes, my time comes. During them 37.5 hours, you own me. I am your slave. I will lick the floors if you ask me to. And before I lick the floors, I'll run and brush my teeth to make sure my mouth is clean so that I don't dirty up your floors. That's the way I look at those hours. Unquestioned. Do whatever they say. Just give in. There's no back and forth. There's no bartering. That tension is gone now that I'm older. There's no fight. There's no discussion. Do whatever they say. When I was younger, that was very hard to do. Very, very hard to do. Now, it's so much easier. Now it's just so much easier just to say, hey, whatever you say goes. No need to even discuss it. We'll both get along easier if we do it that way. Easier and better. Makes things a lot less complicated. I guess I say all that, what I just said, for the last 29 minutes to get to the point of Mondays and responsibilities and what we do to survive and how much I appreciate the difference between a weekend and a week, a vacation, time off, and working, having the obligations of my life, the accomplishments that comes from having those obligations, fulfilling those obligations, the satisfaction from a work week, finishing up the work week on Friday, looking back, thinking to myself, I did okay. Or I did good. Point out putting that laptop back. Oh my God, I'm working from home. Working from home, life changing. Oh my God. What else? What the hell else is there? Working from home, best job I ever had. Making more money than I ever had by far. Doing something that I enjoy. Yeah. Doing something that I love and enjoy most of the time. And I'm something that I'm good at. Quite possibly the best at. Well, I'm the best at being Jeffrey. There's no question about that. That's a whole nother podcast. I'm the best at being Jeffrey. And no matter what you do, you're the best at being you. Nobody else can do it better than you. You gotta own it. A lot of people wish they had this in their life. A lot of people should have had that in their life. I see a lot of people struggling, going through things, unfulfilled. It's not easy. It's not easy, and it just don't fall in your lap. And it's not supposed to be. You have to earn it, and I like that part. I like the fact that you have to earn it, because if you didn't, everybody would have it. And then we'd find something else. I think that's just the way humans are built. If everybody has it, we'll find something else to take it to another level, because we get satisfied. It goes back to heaven. Once we get satisfied for so long, we want more. And maybe that might be intuitive to a lot of us. It may be part of the human spirit, and it keeps us evolving. It keeps us going forward. Once we reach a plateau, we want more. As I'm out here walking, doing all this, if everybody could be skinny and sexy, everybody would. But it's hard. Everybody wants to be. I'm just going to generalize. Everybody wants to be attractive, skinny, and sexy, whatever that means. To crudely put it, just so you can understand what I mean. Everybody wants that. Everybody would have it. If they could flick a button and have it, they'd have it. But you can't. You got to work for it. And that's what makes it precious. And that's why I'm out here. To have something that everybody doesn't have. I'll say it. That's why I'm out here. To have and achieve something that everybody doesn't have. That a lot of people don't have. To be that. To have that distinction. Or to stand out that way. Let alone the benefits of being attractive. Because there are benefits, trust me. You walk into a store with a certain level of attractiveness, you get better customer service. That's just the beginning. Probably get a loan better too. Get loans at a bank and everything, regardless of your credit score. That's just where humans are built. So there's a tangible reason for being attractive. Not just ego, and it ain't about getting a girlfriend. Ain't about getting sex or being that. But it may be about the energy that's exchanged, the attention. It could be about that for me as I perform. Because I do perform in life. I definitely perform. There's no doubt about it. Aids to my performance. I said years ago, with my personality, charm and wit and smile, if I was to lose weight, become attractive, I'd be unstoppable. That was back when I was like 270, 280, 280 pounds, 270 pounds. And I used to say, well, maybe it's good that I don't have that, because it helped me to hone my personality skills and my understanding. And it made life just a little bit more difficult. I learned how to get through it. Now, if I add that tool to my arsenal, the thing being, if everybody If it wasn't easy and everybody could have it, they would. And then it would lose value. There'd be a lesser value to it. It wouldn't become as precious. And as human beings, we do appreciate exclusivity and preciousness and having that distinction of being different or above or better. And of course, in Jeffreyism, better is completely subjective to the point that it's irrelevant. Anyhow, happy Monday. I'm out here, sunshiny. Pittsburgh lost, and lost badly. I'm out here doing what I do. Haven't talked about the LA Maggots. I might do that next, but today was about Monday. So happy Monday, boys and girls. Happy Monday. Live your life. Live your life. Ain't nobody responsible for your life but you. Not the government, not your mother, not your father, not your husband, not your wife. Nobody. Ultimately, nobody. Only you. Unfair situation you were born in, situation you're in now, things that happened to you because of things you did, things that happened to you because they're out of your control. Regardless, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you are responsible for your life and how you feel about that life. What's in it and what's not. Nobody else is going to take responsibility for that. No government program, no spouse, no friend, no parent, no sibling, no nothing. And no God. No God or Savior will come and rescue you. But what may come and rescue you is your faith. Your faith can rescue you. That's how you believe. Not the actual thing that's going to come and do it. It ain't that Jesus is going to come back and do it. It's the fact that you believe Jesus is going to come back and do it. And how you operate because you believe that. The things you do because you believe in something. I believe in faith. Faith works. What you have faith in is irrelevant. As long as you have faith. You wake up every morning believing that. You wake up every morning believing that Jesus is going to deliver you. You wake up every morning believing he's going to protect you. Your day will be a lot better, whether he exists or not. Anyhow, swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk. And for happy Mondays. For every elementary particle that existed in any atom, in this, or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.